Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hilk, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, the juggler. How's it going?
Doing great, man. All right, Roberto, you understand how this year's game is played, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
License to spill.
We head to the fine state of New Jersey, where authorities had to implement a brief highway closure along a stretch of I-80 late Monday over what just might be an unprecedented concern. Bags of cargo were covering the highway. Now, officials say they got a call about a two-tractor-trailer collision in Warren County around 10 p.m. According to the investigation, a westbound tractor-trailer carrying a full load of cargo rear-ended a parked tractor-trailer near the 2-mile marker, tearing open both box trailers and spilling cargo everywhere. But people only cared about the cargo of one truck. In fact, the story doesn't even mention what the other truck was carrying, in spite of it losing its cargo to the road as well.
Huh.
New Jersey State Police, they closed the westbound lanes to allow emergency crews to reach the truck operators. Both refused treatment at the scene. The detour stayed in effect until everything was cleaned up. But the question is, what was the cargo that spilled into the highway out of the one truck that was so important to people that they did not care about the cargo that spilled out of the other? Was it pepperoni? Was it mozzarella cheese? Was it M&M's or was it caramel popcorn? So pepperoni, mozzarella, M&M's, or caramel popcorn?
You know, I'm sitting here with my family, and I don't know, what do you guys think? M&M's?
I mean, it's New Jersey, so obviously you think pepperoni or mozzarella. But I do. But he said bags of it, so I'm thinking M&M.
You know, do I get a thumbs up for M&M's? Yeah, we're thinking M&M's. That was right off the bat. The okay. What the family's thinking.
All right.
Do you think your family's smart?
I think my family's very smart.
Okay.
Would you say the same thing if they weren't sitting there?
Yes.
Okay. Glad you didn't have to think about it.
Roberto, I think my family is smarter, and I'm going to go caramel popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it was Smith family.
Just to change it up. So what spilled all over the roadway? There was a pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, M&M's, or caramel popcorn? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room. Now,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW.
Category is unlicensed to spill out profilers in New Jersey. A highway had to close down as bags of cargo were covering the highway after a crash with another truck. So whatever's in the other truck, no one cared. They just cared about the one truck and its goods.
Yes.
So the question is, what was in that truck that was spilled on the highway? Pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, M&M's, or caramel popcorn?
And we'll start with Miles Montgomery. You remember the old caramel popcorn. It was not
in Chicago, it would have been
true.
Then well, D-Ted that's a Chicago Smith. Mix.
D-Ted Smith and Roberto with the Smart Family, you guys all colluded and said M&M's. And you are correct.
The Smart Family wins.
This the last time you got some M&M's. M&M's for the kids.
Tell the kids are right.
The family M&M's.
Tell the kids are right.
Yeah.
Go out, get the pretzel ones. Get the almond ones.
All of them.
Get have the fudge
you,
ones.
Have you seen the big bags, the ones that they have next door at the shop? Yeah. They got like peanut butter, like pretzel ones. It's amazing. They're quite the
brownie ones.
Quite the selection.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Musician. Harry Styles ran the Berlin Marathon and entered the race under a fake name. That's crazy. Harry Styles is his real name?
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Musician Harry Styles ran the Berlin Marathon and entered the race under a fake name. That's crazy. Harry Styles is his real name?
I want a good fake name. Michelob Ultra just dethroned Modelo to become America's top-selling beer brand. Beer drinkers say it's because of the mellow taste and the fact you have to drink 11 of them to feel anything.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, huh. Hang on. Something went wrong here. Hang on. I'm sorry. Ted.
Sure. Blame guys, something, Mike. Guys, oh, something went wrong. You know, Mike can't do anything. Or well, something.
I redid them. One, there was 207. Is that the issues or 207? Yes,
there's 207.
Modelo's not click on the beer in America anymore.
Just go for it.
Pillsbury is introduced.
No! Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers.
Click on the other 07. I did switch it. It didn't go through. Son of a, you're just gonna have to trust me. That was Jimmy Fallon.
I don't believe you, but whatever.
Hamburger Helper stock is on the rise once again because people started buying it again. The New York Times says it's a bad sign for the economy. Gee, thanks, said Hamburger Helper.
I hope that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a bad sign. You don't have to stretch the meat.
They have the Hamburger Helper meter, much like the Waffle House thing with hurricanes.
Yeah.
But they're serious. Like, the economy's going down if people are buying more Hamburger Helper.
But you're right. Hamburger Helper's like, get sorry. This ain't on us.
Canned meats are coming back, too.
I think a lot of things. Ramen noodles going to the roof.
Pillsbury has introduced...
Seth Meyers.
Just play it.
Pillsbury has introduced a new Funfetti sourdough bread mix, and if that sounds good, you're also baked.
I love Funfetti anything, and I prefer sourdough. I don't know that I need Funfetti in my sourdough.
What do you like about Funfetti? A croissant, I'd be like, okay.
Do you like the taste, or you just like the aspect?
I like the taste.
The sprinkles.
Tastes like birthday cake.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Not a croissant. I'd be like, all right. Because croissant, to me, lends itself to something sweet. Sourdough, I'm not thinking, what do you got that sweet egg butt on here?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you put Nutella or even Nutmaster on sourdough?
Nutmaster.
Hey, man, I want to include the lesser rate.
Not Nutmaster. Nutella. Apparently, the NFL has approached Adele about performing at the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Good news? She's considering it. Bad news? She wants to debut a new song that disses Drake.
Lee Testament.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Apparently, the NFL has approached Adele about doing the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Good news is she's considering it. The bad news is she wants to debut a new song that disses Drake.
Oh. You think she could rap?
Adele?
And Sharon does it sometimes.
Depends on what her boyfriend can teach her.
All right. I don't know. We got interesting.
She's got that thick accent, so it might be interesting to hear.
No accent.
She's definitely got like a Cockney accent.
Cockney rap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's called, what do they call that? Over there, they call that drill, too. So, if you watch Monday Night Football, which I'm sure a lot of people
Yay!
Do.
Really? You're going to bring this up?
Well, now just, I'm going to get to ESPN,
too. No, I see how you're doing.
I will say, that was the first time I read today. It was the first time the Lions beat the Ravens since, like, 05 or something crazy.
Hey, man, they earned it.
But if you watch ESPN2, they have the Manning cast.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the guests on last night, because the Ravens were playing, was Michael Phelps. I never really thought about it, but I guess Eli Manning and Michael Phelps kind of look alike. So here's Eli kind of talking about it.
There's been several instances from over the years. People came up to me. They thought that I was you. They thought I was Michael Phelps. I was at Newark Airport a few years ago. This guy walks up, has pen and paper. I start to sign my name, and he's like, I'm a big fan, Michael. I'm kind of like, you know, that's weird. I hand the paper back to him. I'm like, I'm not Michael. He's like, you're not Michael Phelps? I'm like, no, I'm not Michael Phelps.
I won't say names, but there's an astronaut at a Super Bowl, and he came up to me in a suite. And he was like, oh, I'm such a fan of your dad and your brother. And I was like, I have two sisters. Like, who are you talking? And I was like, oh, my God.
I never really thought about it. But
well,
when they
Michael
were
Phelps
about,
doesn't have his beard.
Yeah, just the fact, like, that's not a bad call.
Plus, I
think Eli Manning would be much bigger in person. Like, sometimes he looks smaller because he's on an NFL field. But if you met him in person, you'd be like, God damn.
He's 6'2", 6'3", probably. I think Peyton's bigger.
But. Yeah, maybe you guys would. And I'd be like, God damn.
God damn, Eli, you big. Well,
Michael Phelps is 6'4".
He's a big dude, too, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I don't
and
know.
Built.
You know what? Let's talk about this a little bit. Yeah, I have 6'4". A weird list here of the raunchiest jokes in TV and movies.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I'll give you guys, well... First on the list, they have American Pie.
Right. So that's just the physical pie?
No, which seems kind of crazy. It's the one time at band camp.
Oh, yeah.
She's always talking about band camp.
One time at band camp, and no one wants to listen.
Right.
So until the end of the movie. And it's right. Like, what?
Right, and the flute disappears.
Yeah.
Miles, it would make you want to play a flute.
Okay.
Zach and Mary make a porno. You and Mike remembers this movie. They were doing something a little out of the ordinary.
All right.
And the cameraman.
God.
Yeah, got, as they say, a nasty surprise.
Oh, okay.
There was, because they hired an actual porn star and she wouldn't do that because that's always the result. And there's a camera guy literally from the ground. And when the scene
is... to the glass bottom boat, man. You gotta get underneath that glass coffee table.
When the scene is done, he gets coated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful. Awful.
It's disgusting.
All right, Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. We've been bringing it up all day with Guado. So this is one of the raunchiest jokes in TV and movies. Have you guys seen Ace Ventura 2 when
no.
Nature
Not
Calls?
Not recently, but yeah.
Is this the thing with the rhino?
Yes!
So what's the premise?
He's in a fake rhino trying to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Surveillance.
Like, surveillance or whatever. You know, it's really hot in these rhinos. So he ends up going out the back door... And it looks like the rhino's giving birth.
Yeah,
but
basically,
out pops Jim Carrey.
Out Jim Carrey, yeah.
And he's all covered in goo and stuff. But, like, the people on the safari are like, it's giving birth. It's like, no, it's not.
He's making Jim Carrey noise in the wind.
I forgot how much I liked that movie till today. Bumblebee Tuna. Ghostbusters.
He slimed me.
No, I didn't remember this one. Did you guys know? It says the original Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd got a mouth hug from a ghost.
No,
oh, hang on. I can't remember.
Why you don't sleep with your
this.
Mouth open?
Well, no, that's a ghost making you give.
I know.
Oh.
That's right. I do vaguely remember a ghost hooking up Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Well, my throat doesn't hurt because I snore. It's because of that damn ghost.
I mean, I would just think, like, if that's going to happen, we're moving to a haunted house.
I mean, as a ghost, if it's a ghost, do you feel anything? Like, I appreciate you being there, but at the same time, it's like, I don't feel it.
Until I notice.
Keep working it.
That's a great way to get ghosted.
I had one the other night. Well, not a ghost. It's a dream, but same thing. Oh. You wake up right before the action.
It's like, damn it.
I'm past that.
I'm always pulled away right before the action gets started.
Yeah, always.
You know, we're going to the bedroom, whatever. Like, it's about to happen.
That window is open for me.
I am on.
Right?
I'm in it.
I'll walk in there, and
the wall's gone.
And she's like, hang on, just grab my water. I'm like, all right, cool. And so then I have to go into the other room, and they ask me why I'm naked. And I said, well, I'm in there doing a thing.
About to have sex.
Hang on. I need you a real second for over here. And then all of a sudden I get pulled away and it never happens. And then I wake up.
Bridesmaids?
The laxative.
The diarrhea scene.
Yeah, by far. That's so foul.
That is horrible.
That was a foul scene. That wasn't funny for me. That was just foul.
Well, piggyback on that, Dumb and Dumber. Harry's toilet mishap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right into the toilet doesn't flush. That's a nightmare.
It really is.
Being in a chick's house and the toilet doesn't flush, and please, you just laid it down.
Lay it down.
Animal House. I don't know if this one's that raunchy. When Bluto impersonates a zit.
Oh, and just slams a guy's cheeks. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one's fine. Let's see. Austin Powers, the spy who shagged me. Austin drinks poop.
Yep.
And then the number one raunchiest joke in TV or movies. It's from a movie. There's something about Mary.
Oh, the gel.
I'll have what she's
having. Good call, Miles. Yeah, the hair gel.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought it was all the gay people having sex in the bushes. When they pull in front of their rest stop.
What is going on? What in the hell?
But that was a thing back then. Like, that was a real, that was based off of
back then
true things that went down, you know, on a highway in Pennsylvania, specifically.
I don't think that was just a highway in Pennsylvania, and I'm a thrill. I think there's still illicit stuff happening.
I suspect there is, yes.
I mean, I've been tired driving home. Like, the last place I want to stop is a rest area.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what I mean? You got to stop at a rest area to pee. You got to go, especially if it's nighttime. That just seems creepy, and anything could happen there. We talked about it last night, or you talked about it a little bit. Obviously, Monday Night Football, if you weren't a fan of those teams, a lot of scoring, good to watch. But obviously, for you guys, that's a tough loss. Well, I guess not a tough loss.
It's Detroit, a good game. But
Detroit looked good. I would say this, and I was thinking about it last night, because look, the Seahawks, week one, you're like, and you win the next week, then they destroy the Saints. Like, I say this every year, the first 3 to 4 weeks of the NFL season are just unpredictable, right? Like, especially last week, week three, we saw that, right? We saw teams that shouldn't have been winning. So I would tell everybody, like, your team's probably not as good as you think right now. And unless you're the Bills. Or some, you know, like, your team's probably not as bad as you think it is right now. So I'm just like, everybody just kind of stay in that mindset, right? Like, you got to, once you get through October, then you kind of know who teams are and who's going to be good, who's going to.
Well, look, man, I don't worry about the Ravens often. I think, what's his face? King Henry. He'll get over his fumbleitis, or he won't. When you're detriment, bench him. But also the defense. When a team puts up 112 points in 3 games and you're 1-2, I would say maybe look at the defense. When a team drives 98 and a half and 96 yards on your ass,
the defense is
an issue.
Michael McDonald was a huge loss to the Ravens.
I don't know that I've ever been more excited to watch two 1-2 teams this weekend than the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Yeah, no
That'll
kidding.
Be obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
They got to be able to stop. The Chiefs are garbage.
Hottest thing in Seattle right now. Mariners back in action tonight.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to jinx it. But
I'm not saying a thing.
Go Yankees. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Something.
Go Yankees. Yeah,
I've never said that before. Judge.
Yeah. Eat your hummus, kids.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. Texas man upset his neighbors are having a party. So what does he do? He shoots a woman in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, after a man sets fire to a cafe that did not have mayo, in steps Hellman's Best. Ohio school administrator resigns after stealing 11 lawnmowers from local schools. In a cat's world, having 9 lives is one of life's golden rules. And a man in China gets his head stuck in a traffic light. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Top story, we're going to China where a man was caught in a jam. Authorities got the call about a moving accident involving a man on a scooter crashing the vehicle into a temporary traffic light. Now, normally, this would be a simple case of sending a small crew out his way to check up on him and make sure he didn't hurt himself too bad. But this accident required a little extra attention, because the man didn't just crash into the traffic light. He ended up with the light stuck on his head.
I saw that.
How? I have no idea. He had to have hit it straight on and, like, kind of ejected forward from the scooter and lodged himself on there. Because I can't think of any other possible way that you ended up with that thing stuck on your head.
If you didn't do it voluntarily, yeah.
Somehow he knocked down the traffic light and lodged his head into one of the light ports, unable to free himself. Crews arrived and spent the better part of the next hour freeing him from the unusual prison. He was eventually meticulously cut out of the light and sent to the hospital for evaluation, but it sounds like the thing that was hurt most was his pride. Officer said that it was a head-on collision.
Hey-o.
But with only light damage.
Oh, they kept cutting.
I give credit on that one.
Right.
They did all right on that one.
Light damage. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense how he was able to get in but not out, because I don't think in was comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think at that point when you go in, it kind of dented it inward, so you kind of have that reverse trap where you can't
get
back out.
Do you think he's thinking, like, is there honestly got a traffic light stuck on my head?
You've got to laugh at that point.
Right. I mean, like, you got a traffic light stuck on your head, man.
And I mean, if he had a helmet on, he should be okay. If he didn't have a helmet on, I got a little less sympathy for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was an interesting one. If you get a chance to check out that picture or that video, go and have a look. It's worth it. In other news, over to Ohio, where a public school administrator was forced to resign. He was initially suspended after it was discovered that he tried to make a little money on the side. He's alleged to have traded in 11 of the school's lawnmowers to a vendor without the board's approval so he could buy new ones. Makes sense. You know, we need to upgrade this stuff, so we're going to go ahead and just go buy the new stuff.
Uh-huh.
But he's said to have bought 7 of the traded-in lawnmowers under a friends and family discount with the vendor, which he then promptly attempted to sell on Facebook Marketplace for double the money that he paid for them. This act violated the staff's code of ethics, and the board considered firing him, but he made it easy and resigned. I had to read that one a couple times over to understand exactly what he had done. So it sounds like the school still has their new lawnmowers. He just immediately went after the ones that he traded in.
Right.
Got them with this discount, so now he can sell them at a bigger dollar.
Uh-huh.
So I get it. What you did probably wasn't illegal, but it's
just frowned upon, but right. Not illegal, right?
It's just that's really low of you to do that.
But, you know, his argument, but like, what were you going to do with them?
I don't know his argument. They don't pay me enough. I'm going to make some extra money.
Exactly.
But what plan did I ruin? Like, yeah. What did you have to take care of these lawnmowers? If there's not one, I had a plan.
You sold them to me on a friends and family discount. So, yep.
They sold him the lawnmowers.
No, so he has the 11 lawnmowers with the school. He goes to a vendor. He makes a switch. He trades these guys in, and he buys new lawnmowers for the school.
Okay.
School's taken care of. He immediately goes back to that vendor, and he says, I want these seven of those 11 that I just traded in. And the guy gave him a friends and family discount on those lawnmowers. So he bought, with his own money, he bought those lawnmowers that he had just traded in.
Spent about $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah, like $5,400, and he tried to sell them around for $14,000 collectively.
Yeah, all right. And I'm kind of with Thrill here. Like, you had already, the school has the lawnmowers, right? The newer ones. Like,
right. I'm not saying it's awesome what he did, but the flip side is it's not illegal. And what were your plans?
Exactly.
If you didn't have plans, you got nothing to get mad about.
Right. At that point, you get mad at the vendor.
Right.
You know, the only thing I did was kind of extend the. What he did, honestly, is he ruined the friends and family discount for anybody else who wants
that's
to use it.
That's pretty much
it. There you go. Yeah. All right. I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you did, jackass. We got a little follow-up on a story that was covered earlier on this program, like last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. You might recall the story of the customer in Spain that was denied a simple request for mayo from the local sandwich shop because they didn't have any packets of mayo.
Correct. I want to say this particular place he got his food from, it was pre-made anyway.
Right.
And like going to the gas station, right?
I'm pretty sure this is a woman.
And then they just sell it.
Yeah, I think it is a woman too.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
And then she freaked out because she wanted a mayo on the sandwich. Right. They're like, no.
So instead of reacting like an adult, she went to a nearby gas station, got herself a gallon, and then made one more request from the shop as if it's going to change anything. They're like, we don't have any.
We can't give you
So mayonnaise. She tried to burn the place down.
She poured the gasoline all over the counter and lit the damn thing and then set it ablaze. So yeah, she tried to burn the place down. The shop sustained quite a bit of damage from the fire, and the video went viral on social media, which is where we have our follow-up. The video caught the attention of the right people at Hellman's Spanish offices. They used the story as an opportunity to simply post, quote, sorry we weren't there, and offered to cover the repair bill as well as promised to, quote, make sure that your sandwiches never run out of mayonnaise again. The owner of the shop didn't hesitate to accept that help.
Yeah. prevent arson.
That right. That just looks good on everybody's part. Hellman, you look good. Everybody loves you.
Sure.
Now that the sandwich shop gets a repairs covered.
No, we still got to talk about the woman mayonnaise. Who burned a place down because they didn't have mayonnaise.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Jesus.
And incidentally, no one else in Spain's going to ask for mayonnaise.
No.
Right.
But no. They have mayonnaise. You're not going to use it.
No.
That's
Frimony,
all.
Man. Doggone.
I'm going. Never been
just
to
for
Spain.
The mayonnaise.
Now they got mayonnaise, I'm going.
Where's the mayonnaise?
I'm here for the mayonnaise.
Just hold the
mayonnaise. Some good looking women in here.
Yeah. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the UK for a happy reunion. A woman in the Glasgow area got a call one day from the Scottish SPCA informing her that they had her cat. A little shocked, the woman was in disbelief as her cat was sitting comfortably on her couch at the time of the phone call and informed that caller as such. But the SPCA worker insisted that this was her cat, having scanned the microchip, which tracked her to that number and even gave her the name, the cat's name of George. Now, this sent the woman reeling even further because she finally picked on what had happened. And that was, she was at a bit of a loss for words. Turns out, it was in fact her cat, the cat that she had before the one that was sitting there on the couch, that had up and disappeared 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That is insane.
The rescue charity picked George up while rounding up a handful of other felines in the area and made the call. She quickly made her way over to the SPCA office and picked George up to bring him home, where he's adjusting back to life at home with the family and his new baby brother.
He's readjusting because he left in the first place.
Exactly.
Now they brought him back. He's like, I can't believe I have to escape again.
Right. There's 4-year-old cat that just up and vanishes. They have no idea how George got out and where he went afterwards.
He put the effort in.
That's right. 9 years gone. And if I look at that like, think George is a little bit salty about the fact that it's like, who's this guy?
George went to find himself a friend.
So yeah, he goes by Jorge now.
Exactly. He's laying it. He was out there laying it down.
He's got a teardrop tattoo.
I'm just saying, like, he's changed. It's been 9 years. He has changed. And Miles is right. He might have sired a family.
He smelled something and went, I'm on my way.
I'm after that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was in heat.
Give me a slice of that. Give me a slice of that heat.
Come on, baby.
God damn it. Not for the heat slice.
I don't know what's worse, what I said or you. Someone who said heat. Get a slice of that.
Get a slice.
Ah. Hey, girl. Get a slice of that heat.
Slice of peach pie.
I can smell your pheromones.
Or I can hear him.
Oh, you're ready.
Or I can hear him.
Men's room sports, just for future reference, the Mariners will be on every day for the remainder of the season at 6:40 p.m. over en route, with the exception of Sunday, which will be a noon game. The first three against Colorado starts later on tonight. I hate this team. I just want that to be known. I hate this team. You've also got WNBA playoffs on ESPN and preseason hockey featuring your Seattle Kraken over on Kong if you want to check that out. As far as your weather, should be mostly clear with a low of 55 tonight, making way for a beautiful sunny and 73-degree day tomorrow. Enjoy it. The clouds are on their way back, gents. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sure you appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.